the core event is the initial confrontation between Moses, Aaron, and Pharaoh, which results in increased oppression for the Israelites and a crisis of faith for Moses. Main characters are Moses and Aaron, who act as God's messengers, Pharaoh, who is the king of Egypt, and the Israelite people and their overseers. The context is the Israelites' enslavement in Egypt, following God's call to Moses to demand their release. Moses and Aaron go to Pharaoh with God's command to let Israel go into the wilderness to hold a festival. Pharaoh defiantly rejects their request, questioning the Lord's authority and accusing the Israelites of laziness. In response, Pharaoh increases the burden of slavery by commanding the Israelites to gather their own straw while maintaining the same daily quota of bricks. Israelite overseers are beaten when they fail to meet the quota and appeal unsuccessfully to Pharaoh. Overseers then blame Moses and Aaron for making them obnoxious to Pharaoh. Moses, in turn, questions God, lamenting that the situation has worsened since his mission began. God responds to Moses by reaffirming his covenant promises, declaring he will redeem Israel with mighty acts, bring them to the land promised to the patriarchs, and make them his people. Moses relays this to the Israelites, but they do not listen due to their discouragement. God again commands Moses to speak to Pharaoh, but Moses expresses doubt that Pharaoh will listen to someone of faltering speech. The passage concludes with a genealogical record establishing the lineage of Moses and Aaron. This episode marks the beginning of the direct conflict between God's command and Pharaoh's resistance, setting the stage for the plagues. The immediate result is not liberation, but intensified suffering, leading to despair among the Israelites and doubt in Moses. This crisis prompts God's renewed and more detailed promise of redemption, anchoring the coming deliverance in his covenant faithfulness. The narrative positions this as the necessary prelude to the demonstration of God's power through the subsequent confrontations.